Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Republic House of Representatives call for Tuesday, July 2nd, 2013. It's a little bit after 6 p.m. Pacific time. I'd like to welcome everybody to the call tonight. Before we get started, I'll quickly run down what our agenda is for this evening. We'll have an opening prayer, and then we'll have a roll call, and if there's any people that haven't taken their oath, we'll get that taken care of here in the beginning. And after that, we'll have committee updates, 5 minutes for each committee chair to update us on what they're doing in their committees. And then after that, we'll have a roll call vote to affirm the Speaker of the House, and also we'll have a roll call vote to affirm the Speaker pro tem, and then we'll have the floor open for 1 minute floor time, and then we'll adjourn to July 16th, and then I have a closing prayer. With that, do I have a volunteer or someone this evening that would like to open us up in prayer?
Well, this is Representative Clinton Ford.
Yes. Representative Ford, go ahead. Can you speak up a little bit, please?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's better. Now? Thank you, sir.
Okay. Well, Lord our God, we thank you once again for your loving kindness and bringing us together once again. We're praying today on behalf of our president, oh God, that you would vindicate him in the court issues and matters. We know that you're in control of all and everything. And dear God, we pray that you touch the hearts of the people tonight that's on this call, grant wisdom and direction in every decision that is made. Dear God, we pray for all of those who cannot even be on the call this evening. We pray that you touch the hearts of the people across this great nation. Open up our understanding, grant wisdom and direction in everything that we do. Bless this republic, oh God, on behalf of the people. Bless it in every way. And let your perfect will be done in every matter. We always give your name the glory and praise for the things that you do, the things that you have done, and the things that you're going to do. For this we say we thank you, and we pray this in the wonderful, the precious, and priceless name of Jesus Christ, who's the Lord and Savior of all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. And now I will turn the floor over to Representative Owens for our roll call this evening. I yield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, everyone. We'll start with Arkansas Representative Charles Elliott.
Here.
Thank you. Representative Lamar Harvey. Representative Sherry Watson. Okay. From Colorado, Representative Dennis Spencer. Representative Elizabeth Ackerman.
Present.
Thank you. Representative Michael Ackerman.
Present.
Thank you. Representative Arthur Kimbrell. Representative Judith Rouvier. From Illinois, Representative Jean Ferguson. Representative Andrew Phil.
Andrew Phil is present.
Thank you. Representative Clinton Ford.
Representative Clinton Ford, Illinois is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Marissa Grant. Representative Mary Jane Shinoda. Representative Eugene Krasnowski. Must still be having trouble with that phone. Representative Magdalena Urbaniak. From Indiana, Representative Jenny Owens is present. Representative Elizabeth Waters. From Iowa, Representative Mark Binder.
Republic of Iowa, Representative Mark Binder is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Rowdy Templer.
Representative Rowdy Templer of the Republic for Iowa is present.
Thank you. Representative Lawrence Beckman. Okay. From Missouri, Representative Ashley Mann. Representative Josiah Mann. From Montana, Representative Marnie Harris. You. From North Dakota, Representative Robin Cox. Representative Irma Bittner. From Oklahoma, Representative Terry Willis.
Present.
Thank you, sir. From Oregon, Representative John Rockwell.
Present.
Representative Tim Stillian. Representative Skylar Arment. Representative Jane Burchard. Representative Wayne Bachman. From Wisconsin, Representative Ronald Austin. Representative Paul Glavin. Representative Robert Bursick. Representative Francine Arnold.
Representative Francine Arnold of Wisconsin is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative David Schmidt.
Representative David Schmidt from the DeJure state of Wisconsin is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Debbie Richards. Representative David Hertler.
Representative Hertler from Wisconsin is present.
Thank you, sir. And I believe I see, I saw Representative Lawrence Beckman from Iowa. Are you present, sir?
Lawrence Beckman from Iowa is present.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Speaker, if you'll give me just a second, I'll get a tally.
Thank you, ma'am. And also, can you let me know if we have a quorum as well, please?
Yes, sir.
Well, none of, let's see here. Bear with me. I'm going to bring Representative Kurzanowski in here. So you'll hear a phone dialing. Hey, Representative Kurzanowski.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Are you on the call?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, you're live now.
I've been trying to get in every time I call. They keep the music and nobody's there.
Huh, that is strange.
I thought I had the wrong number, so that's why I asked you for the number, but I have the right number.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. That may be. Anyway, while Representative Owens is tallying who is here this evening, you want to give us an update on the Rules Committee?
Okay.
Briefly?
Yes, I will. You can hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Sorry I'm late. I'm having extremely difficult time communications lately. It's very unlikely. I'm very, very frustrated about it. But anyways, I've been trying to get everything together so we can have a meeting and get some things moving. What we want to do is, what we need to do is I'd like to introduce with the rules a way to where we can take either vote by proxy or vote just by email if you can't attend, and we're gonna look into that to see if we can do that okay, and which is part of how we want to update things so that we can operate. How we're operating right now over the phone and conferencing and that. And that's pretty much about it. I'm hoping we're going to get to be able to have a meeting this week. Everybody should be on board. Some of the representatives have had some issues, myself included, so we haven't been able to meet on a regular basis, but I'm hoping we're going to do that this week. And we'll have something for everybody to think about and have a vote on.
Thank you, sir. I briefly talked with Representative Spencer from Colorado. He is heading up the committee for recruitment, and he didn't give me much of an update just because I lost him because he was going in areas where he wasn't getting good cell reception. So we'll wait until our next meeting to get an update from him about the recruitment committee. And I'll yield with that and turn it back over to Representative Owens.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do have one more representative on the call from Illinois, Representative Marissa Grant. Are you present, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am. And with that, Mr. Speaker, we have 17 representatives on the call representing 9 states. which is a quorum, sir, and I yield.
Thank you, ma'am. Without any further ado, we'll go on to the next part of our call this evening, and that is to do an affirmation vote for the Speaker of the House and also for the Speaker Pro Tem that we have. And we'll go ahead and go right into that. There shouldn't be any discussion. It's just an affirmation vote to continue with what we have as far as myself and Representative Kurzanowski. And if we either one of us don't get affirmed or reaffirmed, that that'll trigger an election. And then we'll go over that process if need be when that time comes. And with that, I'll turn the floor back over to Representative Owens to take a roll call vote for the Speaker of the House. I yield.
Thank you again, Mr. Speaker. I will call the roll that I have here, everyone. If you could just answer yay or nay. The first vote will be for the Speaker, and then I will announce that tally, and then we'll go to the vote for the Speaker Pro Tem. Representative Charles Elliott, sir.
Yay.
Thank you. From Colorado, Representative Elizabeth Ackerman. Actually, I think she was muted.
I vote for the Speaker.
You vote yay?
Yes. Yes, sorry.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Michael Ackerman.
Representative Mike Ackerman votes yay.
Thank you, sir. From Illinois, Representative Andrew Phil.
I vote yay.
Representative Clinton Ford.
Representative Clinton Ford votes yay.
Thank you, sir. Representative Marissa Grant.
I'm sorry. I haven't had contact for about a month now due to electronic problems, so I don't even know what we're voting on. So I abstain from voting.
We are voting to affirm our Speaker of the House, John Rockwell.
Yay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hello?
Thank you, ma'am. I gotcha.
Okay, I should be on now.
Representative Jenny Owens from Indiana votes yay. And I also vote in proxy for Representative Elizabeth Waters, who also votes yay. From Iowa, Representative Mark Binder.
Representative Mark Binder votes affirmative, yay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Representative Rowdy Templer.
Rowdy Templer of Iowa votes yay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Representative Lawrence Beckman.
Representative Lawrence Beckman from Iowa votes yay.
Thank you. From Montana, Representative Marnie Harris. Representative Marnie Harris.
Representative Marnie Harris from Montana votes yay.
Thank you, ma'am. From Oklahoma, Representative Terry Willis.
Yay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. From Wisconsin, Representative Francine Arnold.
Representative Francine Arnold of Wisconsin votes yay.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative David Schmidt.
Representative David Schmidt votes yay.
Thank you, sir. Representative David Hertler.
Representative Hertler from Wisconsin votes yay.
Thank you, sir. And I did not mean to forget you, Representative Eugene Krasnowski. You still there?
Yes, Representative Krasnowski. Yeah, we are voting on for Speaker Rockwell.
Correct.
Yeah, Representative Krasnowski from Illinois votes yay.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Speaker, the vote is unanimous. There are no yays, 17 yays, no nays. So congratulations, sir. You are affirmed as our speaker.
Thank you, ma'am, and thank you, everybody, for your confidence in me. I'll still do the best I can to serve you as the Speaker of the House. And with that, I yield. Thank you.
All right, everyone. The second vote is for Speaker Pro Tem Eugene Krasnowski. Just go through the same roll call again. In just a second. All right, from Arkansas, Representative Charles Elliott.
Yay.
Thank you. From Colorado, Representative Elizabeth Ackerman.
Elizabeth Ackerman of Colorado votes yay.
Representative Michael Ackerman.
Representative Michael Ackerman votes yay.
From Illinois, Representative Andrew Phil.
Andrew votes yay.
Thank you. Representative Clinton Ford.
Representative Clinton Ford from Illinois votes yay.
Thank you, sir. Representative Marissa Grant.
Representative Marissa Grant votes yay.
Thank you, ma'am. From Indiana, Representative Jenny Owens votes yay. And again, I vote in proxy for Representative Elizabeth Waters, who also votes yay. From Iowa, Representative Mark Binder.
Representative Mark Binder votes yay.
Representative Rowdy Templer.
Representative Rowdy Templer of Iowa votes yay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Representative Lawrence Beckman.
Representative Lawrence Beckman from Iowa votes yay.
15-20 minutes. Sir. From Montana, Representative Marnie Harris. Representative Marnie Harris.
Representative Marnie Harris from Montana votes yay.
Thank you, ma'am. From Oklahoma, Representative Terry Willis.
Yay.
Thank you, sir. From Wisconsin, Representative Francine Arnold.
Representative Francine Arnold of Wisconsin votes yay.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative David Schmidt.
Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin votes yay.
Thank you, sir. Representative David Hertler.
Representative Hertler from Wisconsin votes yay.
Thank you, sir. Representative Speaker Pro Tem Krasinowski, I believe the vote was unanimous as well. So congratulations to you also, sir. You are affirmed as our Speaker Pro Tem. And I yield, sir.
Thank you, sir. You want to say a few words, Representative Krasinowski?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate your vote of confidence for me, and I will do my best to serve you, you know, to my fullest. And we're getting, I'm going to get prepared as much as I can. Looks like things are really hopping, folks, so we got to be ready, and I'm going to do my best to support everybody here. Thank you. I yield.
Thank you, sir. Now we'll go ahead and open up the floor for 1 minute floor time for each representative. If you have something on your mind, something that we've been talking about tonight, which has basically just been the vote, you'll have 1 minute to express that, or any items that you want to bring to the floor would be fine. I yield with that, and the floor is open.
Mr. Speaker?
Yes, who is this?
This is Representative Willis from Oklahoma.
Yes, Representative Willis, you have the floor, sir.
I would just like to congratulate both of you on the vote this evening, and I'm thankful that you're willing to serve in the capacities that you've both chosen to do. You've done a great job so far. And you do have our support. We do. Thank you so much. Now I yield.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate your vote of confidence there.
This is Representative Hooker from Wisconsin. May I have the floor, please?
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
I would like to congratulate both you gentlemen tonight, and I would like to bring something to the floor. I have been exhorted by Governor John Andrew Glavin to give a speech to anyone that will listen, basically, and have it recorded and get it on YouTube. And I ask him to endorse me at such a short notice. He has heard me speak several times on face-to-face meetings in the Wisconsin Assembly. And he would be screening the speech, of course, before we would put it on. And I really am stepping out on a limb by representing myself. I would just assume that Congress would go along with, would support me. But that's my intentions, and I for sure would not bring disgrace on the Republic. I would be promoting the Republic in many different ways. And one of the things that I do want to do when this takes place is I want to tell the American people about our president being detained by de facto in Montgomery, Alabama, and that his trial will be taking place on the 29th. And I'm going to be asking for support because people don't know who he is for the most part. But I would like to make it known to the people across this land that we have a president for the Republic for the United States of America. And de facto has detained him. And they have infiltrated our government. And We have to be, and I do want to tell them about our flag. In fact, I will be showing the flag when I do speak. Now, There's a representative in Wisconsin who's got a lot of equipment that if it would work with him, he would be doing some professional work to video this. So that's my thoughts, and that's what I want to do. But I want your support, and I asked the governor to endorse me. So that's my thoughts. I'd like some feedback if I could tonight. With that, I yield.
Representative Hurtler, this is Representative Rockwell. Can you give us some details about what you're going to be speaking about? Please, I yield.
Yes, sir. May I have the floor?
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you. I have memorized John Adams' speech before the delegation on July 1st. I have memorized the letter that he wrote to Abigail on July 3rd. I have memorized an entry in his diary dated February 22nd, 1956. I have memorized the whole speech of Patrick Henry, "Give me liberty or give me death." I have memorized other quotes from Patrick Henry, from Chief Justice Brewer, from Chief Justice Chase. I have memorized quotes from James Madison, and I would be interested in how this came about and how we, as far as going back to the 1860 scenario of the House walking off signing day with Lincoln being president, so forth, and bringing it forward, 1871, 1913, the Supreme Court making a judgment in 1862 concerning taking prayer out of school, then I would establish that we re-inhabited the Constitution in November of 2010, and that we are for real a government, and then proving to the people with the flag, I have a flag, and introducing them to join us across this land. And so that's the gist of it. With that, I yield.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Could we request of the gentleman if he would recite Patrick Henry's speech, "Give me liberty or give me death," in lieu of the Independence Day coming up in 2 days? Yield.
Are you asking me to recite it now, or?
If you would.
That's a long speech.
Independence Day is a great day.
Okay. Oh, you mean to recite it on Independence Day?
No, right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. No man thinks more highly than I do of the very worthy gentleman that has just addressed the House. But different men often see the same subject in different lights. And therefore, I hope it would not be thought disrespectful of those gentlemen if entertaining, as I do, opinions of a character of the very opposite of theirs. I shall speak forth my sentiments freely and without reserve. This is no time for ceremony. The question before the House is one of awful moment to this country. And for my part, I consider it nothing less than a question of freedom or slavery, and in proportion to the magnitude of the subject, ought to be the freedom of the debate. It is in this way that we can only hope to arrive at the truth and fulfill the great responsibility which we hold to God and to our country. Mr. President, it is natural for man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut painful truth and listen to the song of that siren until she transforms us into beasts. Is this the part of wise men engaged in the great and arduous struggle for liberty? Are we disposed to be of the numbers of those who, having eyes, see not, having ears hear not, the things which most nearly concerned their temporal salvation. My part, whatever anguish of spirit it cost, I'm willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that is the lamp of experience. And I know of no way of judging of the future but by the past. Judging by the past, I wish to know what there has been in the conduct of the British ministry for the past 10 years to justify the hopes with which gentlemen have been engaged to support this thing that's been going on. Let us not be deceived, sir. Let us not be deceived, sir. For these are implements of war and subjugation, the last argument to which kings resort. I ask you, gentlemen, sir, what means this martial array if its purpose is not to force us into submission? Can gentlemen assign any other possible motive for it? Has Great Britain, enemy in this core part of the world, to call of navies and arms, where she has none? They are meant for us. And
well, I think we lost Representative Hertler. I'll go ahead and open the floor back up for anybody to comment to give him time to get back on the call to continue. So the floor is open.
Representative Mike Ackerman, may I have the floor?
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
In light of our results from the attendance at each of our calls, I'm wondering if there is something we can do to make better contact with those that are absent and try to convince them that they need to be on the calls and take part in our meetings of the representatives. And I ask for the thoughts of the other representatives at this time, and I yield the floor.
Thank you, sir. Do you have some thoughts how we could compel other members to attend?
I'm not suggesting the word compel at this time. I'm merely asking for thoughts in ways we can encourage and aim our comments especially to those who are not with us on these calls, rather than talking to each other, those of us who are on the call. And I yield.
The floor is open.
Mr. Speaker.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hearing no comments, I motion that we adjourn and everyone have a Memorial Independence Day.
Representative Arnold will second that motion with
reconvene to
on July 16th. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Before we take a quick vote, I do want people to think about how we can get more members on the call. That was definitely a good thought, and we do need to get more people on the call. So give it some thought, and maybe we can open that up for some discussion at one of our later meetings. And with that,
Mr. Speaker?
Yes, Representative Kurzanowski, you have the floor.
Sorry, I got knocked off the call again. I just wanted to say to everybody, there's a lot happening around the world. There is, I have a lot of credible sources. Things are moving along. It looks like this, what's going on here in the de facto, they don't have very long. And we're going to have to step up pretty soon, I have a feeling. So the more people we can get going here, the better. Everybody try to do their part to get, more members and possibly more people on the call. Talk to your fellow representatives in your states and that are, national reps should be on the call. And just be ready because I have a feeling that we don't have long before we're going to have a lot to take care of. I yield.
Thank you, sir. There's a motion on the floor to adjourn. It's been it's been seconded. All in favor of adjourning, signify by saying aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Okay, we will stand adjourned, and our next meeting will be July 16th, 2013, at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and you can translate that into your own time zone. And do I have a volunteer to close us in prayer this evening?
Yeah, this is Rowdy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Almighty God, Jehovah, these are momentous times, and we're approaching July 4th, Independence Day, and our independence was from slavery to Great Britain, and yet this nation has become once again enslaved through the banking systems, through the one world order, through Satan the devil himself. We are praying that you intervene on behalf of the people of this republic and on behalf of the people of this nation, to cause them to draw near to you, to cause them to rise up and insist that their freedoms and their rights be upheld, and that they themselves wish to be under your kingdom, under Jesus Christ, so that this republic can again flourish and be an example and a beacon to the rest of the world. There's been many people also that have suffered as of recent. Lives were lost in Arizona. And we pray for them, for their souls, for their families. We pray for all of those who sacrifice their lives on behalf of the people of this nation, on behalf of their neighbors, on behalf of anyone, to try to make their lives safe and secure. We are grateful to them. Help us, Father, to be worthy of the respect of others. Help us to one day stand before you and be counted among those who should enter into your kingdom in heaven.
We pray this only in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Point of order, Representative Hurtler. This is Representative Hurtler. Did anybody hear this speech, or did I get dropped?
You got dropped.
You got dropped, unfortunately, sir.
I got all the way done, and I yielded the floor, and no response. I'm sorry.
No, not a problem. I think you were probably in the middle of it when it happened.
Okay.
So I apologize. And you did a very good job from what we heard.
Absolutely.
So appreciate you doing that. And you got a lot of your work cut out for you as far as what you're doing there. And I applaud you for that.
Thank you. Is that Rowdy? Did you hear it?
Only like he said, about half. Mr. Speaker, do you want him to resume his speech?
Well, I'll leave that up to the members. If you want him to finish his speech, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. I wish you would tell me where I was at. I will try to if you think I was halfway, was it where I said I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a good place.
Okay. I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided. And that is the lamp of experience. And I know of no way of judging of the future but by the past. And judging by the past, I wish to know what there has been in the conduct of the British ministry for the last 10 years to justify those hopes with which gentlemen have been pleased to solace themselves and the House. Isn't that insidious smile with which our petition has been lately received? Trust it not, sir, for it will prove to be a snare to your feet. Suffer not yourselves to be betrayed with a kiss. Ask yourself how this gracious reception of our petition comports with those warlike preparations covering our waters and darkening our lands. Our fleets and armies necessary to do a work of love and reconciliation. Have we shown ourselves to be so unwilling to be reconciled that a force must be called in to win back our love? Let us not be deceived, sir, for these are implements of war and subjugation, the last arguments to which kings resort. I ask you, sir, gentlemen, what means this martial array if its purpose is not to force us to submission? Can gentlemen find any other possible motive for it? Has Great Britain an enemy in this quarter part of the world to call for all this accumulation of navies and armies? No, sir, she has none. They are meant for us and can be meant for no other. They are sent over to bind and rivet upon us those chains which the British ministry have been so long forging. And what have we to oppose them? Shall we try argument? Sir, we have tried that for the last 10 years. Is there anything new that we can offer upon the subject? Nothing. We have lifted the subject up in every light of that which is capable, and it has been all in vain. Shall we resort to entreaty and humble supplication? What terms shall we find that have not already been exhausted? Let us not, I beseech you, sir, deceive ourselves. For we have done everything that could be done to avert the storm which is now coming on. We have petitioned. We have remonstrated. We have supplicated. We have prostrated ourselves before the throne. We have implored its interposition to arrest the tyrannical hands of the ministry and the parliament. Our petitions have been slighted. our remonstrance have produced additional violence and insult. Our supplications have been disregarded. We have been spurned with contempt from the foot of the throne. In vain after these things may we indulge in fond hope of peace and reconciliation. There is no longer any room for hope if we wish to be free, if we mean to preserve and violate those inestimable privileges for which we have been so long contending, if we mean not basely to abandon the noble struggles in which we have been so long engaged, and if we pledged ourselves never to abandon until the glorious object of our contest shall be obtained, we must fight. I repeat it, sir, we must fight. An appeal to arms and to the God of hosts is all that is left us. They tell us, sir, that we are too weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary. But when will we be stronger? Will it be the next week or the next year? Or will it be when we are totally disarmed and a British guard shall be stationed in every house? Shall we gather strength from irresistance and inaction, from irresolution and inaction? Shall we acquire the means of effectual resistance by lying supinely on our backs and hugging the delusive phantom of hope until our enemies shall have bound us hand and foot? Sir, we are not weak if we make a proper use of those means which the God of nature hath placed in our power. 3 millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty, and in such a country as that which we possess, are invincible by any force by which our enemy can send against us. Besides, sir, we do not fight our battles alone. There's a just God who presides over the destiny of nations and that will raise friends to fight our battles for us. The battle, sir, is not for the strong alone. It is for the vigilant, the active, the brave. Besides, sir, we have no election. If we were base enough to desire, it is now too late to retire from the contest. There is no retreat but in submission and slavery. Our chains are bound. The clanking may be heard on the plains of Boston. The war is inevitable, and let it come. I repeat it, sir, let it come. It is in vain to accentuate this matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps across will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid Almighty God! For I know not what course others may take. But as for me, give me liberty or give me death. I yield the floor.
Yay.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Good night, everybody.
Well, with that, we'll go ahead and adjourn until the 16th. Everybody have a good 4th and be safe. And we'll see you back here in a couple of weeks. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.